trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
All right, guys, welcome to The Finish Line.
It is me, Randy, with In-N-Out Auto Salon, and Ashley Gento with
Johnny Martin's Car Central.
That's right, and we are sponsored by 365 Grand Properties,
American Battery,
and Havana Grill,
in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central.
Yay, we got that. That was a good intro. I'm like, come on, girl.
I feel like we're a little tired from the Thanksgiving holiday.
That was a long weekend.
It was a long weekend. It was good. What did you do? Besides eat a lot of turkey.
Surprisingly, didn't do hardly any turkey. In fact, I didn't do any turkey.
What?
Yeah.
Who doesn't do turkey on Thanksgiving weekend?
I didn't do any turkey. It was a weird kind of way it unfolded. So typically we go to my grandfather's house, and he didn't end up having it this year because for whatever reason, I think he went up to my, I don't know where he went.
I got leftovers for you. I'll bring some.
Oh, yes.
We can make sandwiches.
No, you guys did turkey, right?
We did two turkeys. We did a deep fried turkey and a smoked turkey. So,
oh man,
heaven, yeah.
So normally go to my grandpa's house. Grandpa didn't have it this year. My sister closed on a house last week. Beautiful home. We'll probably have multiple Thanksgivings over there, just not this year. And my wife did not want to cook. She was like, I don't want to clean up after anybody.
It's a lot of work.
And then because I was helping with my sister move on Sunday, I was 100% against going out. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think you should close down and everybody should be off and go home.
Right.
I don't think stores should be out selling anything. I don't think that restaurants should be open.
So what I hear you saying is that Black Friday should not start Thursday on Thanksgiving Day at like 3 p.m.
No.
Yeah.
So,
Doesn't it happen that way, though?
We'll get into that in a second.
Black Friday.
Oh, my Lord.
Thursday.
So for us helping, she convinced, you know, we actually had nowhere to go. So we ended up going to Colorado Springs Country Club. And, man, ooh. So you had shrimp cocktail, you had some fish, you had some prime rib, and then there's turkey. And you're like, well, I just don't have room for that right now.
I stuffed myself with prime rib.
Yes, I did. And shrimp cocktail. And, oh, yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, as much as I am completely against going out, that's kind of where we were stuck with. But I'll take some deep fried and some smoked plate from you, and I'll share with you some tacos that we did on Friday.
Perfect.
Because we do huge event for tacos. So, yeah, Black Friday, 3 a.m.? No.
No.
My gosh, I went out. We only had a few things on our list this year. You know, so we did swing into Walmart only to view the carnage.
I kind of did the same. It's not going to lie.
There is nothing worth, and there's nothing that they're selling that is worth. Just that experience sucks. I can't begin to tell you. Like, we went in, and so the way that Walmart had it, what it looked like to me is they just opened the doors, and then they just let mayhem go, you know? And so what we did is we went in. And I knew, and I'd already checked out some of the deals, so it wasn't like you were constricted to solely going to Walmart.
Right.
But, you know, so we walked in and we did the whole walking around the perimeter, like on the outer skirts of it, because like on the inside they had it like, you know when you go to a water park and you're in those little trough and you're all sitting in like tubes and you're going around? So they had it like that, you know, where the inside of the store was just chaos.
Right.
It was not even.
No, there's not. I always find better deals online for Black Friday, even through Cyber Monday, like the whole weekend. So screw the crowds, man.
Well, and a lot of them
online
I found a lot of them. What they did is they did start sometime on Thursday,
yeah,
and they ran it all the way to Sunday, and then Cyber Monday. You know, yeah. So they're only in America. You know that we say how grateful we are to be around friends and family. You get dressed up looking really nice to pimp around the island at your house.
Right. Around the island at your house.
I mean, how many, let's be honest, how many people got all dressed up and did nothing but get fat and walk around the island in the kitchen?
Right.
Talking about Uncle Joe and how hammered he is out back. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So true.
So that was what, that was it. But, you know, we, for the first time, at least for having In-N-Out Auto Salon, you know, we closed down pretty much halfway through Wednesday. I had one guy finishing up a vehicle, two vehicles to deliver, so I was out of there by like 11 on Wednesday.
There you go. Long weekend.
And then, yeah, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday. And so it was crazy.
Well, Randy, I, for one, am thankful that you survived Black Friday at Walmart so you could be here today.
We didn't finish it. See, no, it was just a look. So Target had their crap together.
Yeah, they usually do.
You know, when we pulled into Target, you can see that they had put temporary barricades. So they were corralling people, you know, and they are corralling them. And then when you went in, they actually had little, what I noticed was on the ground, there were little arrows to kind of like get you going in the right direction. And then on the way out, they closed down like portions of their food section and they had you go in zigzag.
Right now I'm picturing Pac-Man.
Yes.
I'm totally picturing Pac-Man.
Yes. So I was really impressed with their, and you could totally tell that we had went to Walmart because they'd opened theirs at 6. And so about 6:30 we went over there and it was just mayhem. Then we jumped over to Target because I was like, the same things I wanted to get were offered at both stores. But while we were in there, you can see the wave of people that had just left Walmart and they were coming into Target because it was all, it was nice. You're like, man, I figured there'd be more people at Target, but no, everybody wanted to go and play Purge at Walmart.
Purge.
And
okay.
So then as we were checking out, then you saw the troves of people that probably just spent an hour and a half in line at Walmart to save $7.
Right.
Good times, good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, yeah, so that's pretty much how our week went. And then, yeah, everyone survived. That was good.
Yes, absolutely.
But we do have a lot in store for you guys today. This week's show, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to get into the layers of the surface of the vehicles so that folks can understand why you would want to get a ceramic coating or what the purpose of wax is or any kind of shield you're going to put on your car, whether it be a clear bra or any of that. You know, if you understand the five layers, then it'll help you kind of recognize what might work better for your vehicle. If we have time, I was reading an article about autonomous vehicles like cars, which is pretty cool. And then again, if we have time, we'll get into preparing for the winter for like a preparation bag that we talked on last week's show.
See, that's something that would be useful to myself.
Yeah. Do you remember how to take us out on break? Go ahead.
You are listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM, and we will be right back.
We're back. You guys are listening to The Finish Line. It is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon and Hail Repair Center, right off of I-25 and Circle, and partnership with Johnny Martin's.
And Havana Grill, 365 Grand Club and Properties, and American Battery.
That's right. What up, Steve, over at American Battery?
Hi, Steve.
You know, my battery died again?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's like the guys doing it that are keeping the door open or whatever. I don't know if it's cold weather, but I got to go see Steve.
I heard he's the man.
Steve is the man when it comes down to batteries. So look up American-Battery.com and make sure you talk to Steve over there. Also, a big shout out to Havana Grill. If you guys have not tried Cuban food here in Colorado Springs, the closest thing you're going to get to it is going to be Havana Grill. So make sure you shoot on over there, 3748 Astro Zone, or go to HavanaGrillCO.com. But I've had so much of their food, it's just phenomenal over there. When we left, right before break, we were talking about we all made it and survived and Black Friday and overeating and stuff in our bellies.
And family.
the most important part. Ohana.
Family.
Ohana means family. And family's forever. So, and last week we had Mo. Mo is your lead bartender over there.
He is my bar manager, yep.
Bar manager. Absolutely. At Johnny Martin's.
He's a good guy. Just got married yesterday.
I was going to say, we did forget something big in our first segment.
He got married.
And his wife is beautiful.
Yes, she's great.
She kind of has a, when I saw, because I met her Tuesday last week.
One of those days that ended with a Y.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
anyways, she reminds me a little bit of a Brittany Murphy. She's got a Brittany Murphy
look
to
her.
You know what I mean?
I could follow that. Yeah.
And I personally like Brittany Murphy was just, you know.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
So good for you, Mo. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mo.
And so I was doing this thing. I know this. We're going to segue right into one of your news stories.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because we were talking last week when Mo was here about taking an Uber or a Z-Trip or a friend. What are the stats? I think there's a campaign that they're doing right now in the spring. It's called The Heat Is On. What's that all about, Ash?
So absolutely, yeah. This year's The Heat Is On campaign, which runs Thanksgiving week, led to 518 arrests of impaired drivers.
Oh my gosh.
Which is up from 283 last year.
Come on, guys.
So this year's campaign was expanded from 5 days to 10, but officials say the increase is still very, very concerning. Jacqueline Kirby with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office quoted that the number of law enforcement officers working are the same, but they are seeing an increase in the number of arrests. Again, concerning. So
that's insane.
The Colorado Springs Police Department ranked among the highest in the state for DUI arrests, with 38 over the 10-day period from November 18th to November 28th. Right now, law enforcement statewide are stepping up DUI patrols again as part of the holiday party's DUI enforcement campaign, which that runs from December 2nd until December 12th. So what that means is more officers, troopers, and deputies out looking for impaired drivers on the roads. The Heat Is On campaign will also start back up again for the weeks of Christmas and New Year's Eve. According to the Colorado Department of Transportation, 177 people have already died this year in the state as a result of alcohol and drug-related crashes.
That's just, you know, stop, guys. Stop.
Yeah, the moral of the story is,
you're not cool.
Don't be a statistic.
You know, you're not cool. Not cool at all.
Yep, Z-Trip, Uber, Lyft.
I did see a lot, though, and that's why, because when we were driving around, I didn't hardly drive at all this weekend, because I stayed with a beverage, you know, in between stops, but or wherever I went. I made sure Susan, she doesn't drink, so that was my DD. So anyways, there are several different types of, well, there's actually five layers for your vehicle. So we do ceramic coating. We do anything that's going to preserve your paint at In-N-Out Auto Salon. And that would be anything from a clear crystal clear nanoceramic.
Use your words.
that would bond to your clear coat. And now, why would you want to protect or bond to your clear coat? Or put a clear bra, which is a polyurethane film that goes over it, to protect against rock chips or wax. You know, even wax puts a little bit of protection on there. And the way that you break it down, so to give you guys kind of an idea of what goes into your clear coat, there's actually five layers of you have your metal, right? That's like your, and it's all pre-treated, so with the rust. But that's the first level you're going to essentially think is your metal, right? Your fender, your hood, your deck lid, whatever that is. It could be fiberglass if you're rocking, say, a vet, or could even be carbon fiber. So that's going to be your first layer before you get to the whole paint. So try to think of it, you know, a seven-layer dip.
Yep,
sure do.
Delicious.
So think of like a seven-layer dip, and the bottom layer that you put down is going to be your metal. And so we're just going to build like a little sandwich, if you will, as we stack it up to give you a visual. The second coat is going to be your E-coat. This is going to help with it's kind of, you get to look underneath your wheel well. It's your base, like your E-coat. It's going to help with corrosion. It's going to get into the cavities. So where your hinges are, where your where your hood pops up. You know, anything that's going to be hard to get to with the paint. So that's going to help with corrosion. And then your third coat is one that most people are more familiar with, which is the primer. And if you painted your house or anything, you'll understand why the primer comes in. The primer, what that does is it kind of, it'll even everything out. It'll get you all the irregular leaves. It's actually really easy to sand as well. So I'm not a body guy, so I can't get into all that good stuff. When it comes to the primer, it's pretty easy to sand. It's the step that goes right before you get your base coat. Now, the base coat, that's where your color comes in. And you're going to have the different pigments, different substances. So you're going to have, like on my truck, I've got a metallic black, right? So you got little
sparklies or whatever.
Right. Sparklies.
That's what I call them. Yeah. They're sparklies.
And then you have the pearls. So Cadillac, you know, I think Ford has a pearl white. But those are the whites that are not like a pure white, right? So they're also going to have metallic flakes in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the base coat, that's what's going to play a big significant role in giving you that visual impression. And then finally, you're going to have on the top of this nice little sandwich is going to be your clear coat. Now, the clear coat is going to seal everything in, right? So you've got your metal. You've got the E-coat, which E-coat's going to get inside of all the cavities. It's like door jams, little hinges inside there, sometimes underneath the trunk or inside the hood. You're still going to get base coat and primer in there as well. So then you'll have your primer, then your base coat. So the clear coat is going to be what we're trying to protect because that's going to seal everything in. It's going to protect against like snow, rain, UV radiation, and small micro scratches. So what the ceramic coat does is it actually puts a barrier on top of that. So instead of having five layers, you're adding a sixth essential coat. And the reason you want to do that is because once you get through that clear coat and you start scratching into your base coat or the oxidation starts getting into your base coat, that's where you're going to start seeing color discoloration of it fading. And that's where, you know, when you see a scratch in your vehicle, you've taken away your clear coat. You're starting to break that down. So all a ceramic coating is going to do is add another coat on top of your clear coat. Because I know a lot of misconceptions people think, oh, well, I got a clear coat. It's going to protect against water damage or water spots or bird droppings or fallout or hail, when in fact it does not. It's going to put another layer on there. So say you do get bird poo-poo, which happens to have acid in there, it's going to etch around there and leave a little circle. Rather than us dig down into your clear coat, getting into your fifth layer, which could potentially get down to your base coat, now you need a paint job. So, yeah, we're just going to put another shield on there. Hence the name Flight Shield. That's what
Flight Shield, yeah. Flight Shield. Makes sense. Now I'm picturing all the scratches I have in my car.
Well, and you have a dark car.
Damn it. Now, I do have a dark car.
Do you like darker cars or lighter? Because I know you have a black vehicle.
I've always gone with black because if it's kept clean, it looks really classy.
It is the cleanest,
you know.
One clean.
But you got to keep it clean. Same with the white. I would do a white, especially if I lived in Vegas. Still, I'd probably go white.
Oh yeah. Well, and it's crazy because a lot of times people think, you know, that white doesn't shine. You know, oh, I'm not going to put a wax or ceramic coat on there because white doesn't. You put that on. I'm telling you, Susan's Jeep is white, and it screams white. It's unique glasses.
Beautiful.
You know, and so. The difference between a 3-year and a 5-year?
Yeah, what is the difference?
2 years.
Other than the 2 years, I'm glad we're mathing today.
So at our shop, we offer a 2-year coating, which is really, really budget friendly, and it's going to protect for 2 years. We don't put a warranty on the 2 years because we actually sell a do-it-yourself kit. You can go home and do it yourself. Okay. The 3 and 5 year, you actually have to go to school. You have to go to school and get trained and understand how to put it on because there's cure times involved. There's masking off all your silver trim, which, you know, I'll sidestep real quick. If you guys go to a detail shop and you get it out and you've got wax on all your black trim, that's a sign of someone that needs to be trained a little bit more because it's really easy to get wax on that and it's real hard to take that off.
Yeah, makes sense.
We've got a Tesla in right now, and if you scratch that little chrome trim. They're very expensive to replace.
Oh, I bet.
So any professional detail shop's going to mask off all the chrome trim, all the black plastic, just to protect your vehicle because, you know, some scratches you just can't take care of. And on those aluminum pieces, it's really a pain in the butt.
And the five-year?
Five-year takes a couple of days because it's put on with like a little 1 by 1/2 inch block, foam block. And we actually have to do it 1 foot by 1 foot. And it is a tedious task. And we want to make sure that we paint correct, which is get all the micro scratches out. Because once we put that clear...
The ceramic coating on
there, it chemically bonds for 5 years.
Right.
So we have a saying in our shop is never wax again. Why would you?
Right.
I mean, you're just wasting your money. You're wasting your time. And you're actually introducing more scratches into your clear coat when you're rubbing that wax in there, you know? So... Why don't you get us out on break, Ashley?
Absolutely. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by the 365 Grand Club, American Battery, Havana Grill, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. And we'll be right back.
Guys, welcome back to The Finish Line. It's Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento with In-N-Out Auto Salon. Johnny Martin's. That's right. Where are you guys at? One South Nevada.
Yep. One South Nevada inside the Central Bancorp Plaza off
Central
of
Bancorp.
Colorado and Nevada.
Boom.
Come on in.
You guys have some pedal cars this month?
We will be getting some in. We don't have them in yet. But yes, we will have a pedal car show display all month long.
Now, are those like the little itty bitty, like literally pedal cars?
Literally pedal cars, yeah.
So the Flintstone cars.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, any other cars that I know that you pedal would be in bedrock.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So, where did this, so you guys, that just fascinates me that you guys have so many people that will give up their cars for. I take 3 weeks to do hail repair at my shop and I'm a dead man. You're getting people to just give you cars for a month. It's like, hey, take it.
I think it's a win-win situation. You know, they awesome. Got a free storage for a month and I get display.
There you go.
So it works.
There you go. So I was, imagine this. You're driving down the street. You got the fam with you. Say you're going to Yellowstone. I don't know.
I love Yellowstone. That works.
Okay.
Let's go.
So you and the fam are going to Yellowstone. Mom, are we there yet? I got to go to the bathroom. You know, that whole shindig, right?
Oh, I know.
So imagine just hitting, you know, boom, cruise control. You hit a button. You turn your seat around. You open up. You guys play Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. That's how it sounds.
Perfect.
Monopoly. So there you are rolling a 12 with your little dog going down there. Car's driving all by itself.
Okay. I could do that.
So back in like the 50s, I wasn't there in the 50s. Before you even crack the whip.
Okay.
I was going through magazine, and I saw in the late 50s that was a concept, that cars would drive themselves.
Okay.
I'll give you another example. Back in the 80s, there was a guy by the name of, it was called Knight Rider. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was talking on his watch.
Yeah.
My watch. I talk to my watch.
Yes, you're talking to your watch right now.
So they got a head start on the watch game. But I think that they had it spot on back in the late 50s or whenever they did the Jetsons. I don't know when they drew that cartoon, but
I have no idea either.
We're right on the brim.
We are on the brim.
Autonomous cars, and I looked into a few. You know, so when I looked into it, because there's certain levels, and I think they were. Another article, obviously I'm into cars, right? So they had completely pulled out having autonomous buses at this point because I think it's safety with kids.
Okay.
But cars are already kind of doing it themselves. I remember talking about my brother-in-law knocking back for about 45 minutes in his Buick going back to Dallas. That was like a set, I want to say, when we'll get into the levels, but that was a certain degree of autonomous, right? Because
sure,
Teslas do the same thing.
I've been seeing a lot of those cars on the road lately.
Teslas?
A ton of Teslas, yeah.
We've had a huge influx.
Yeah.
Teslas coming to the shop.
They're all over the roads out here. I mean, they're Tesla beautiful cars, though.
So. Oh, yeah, and they're quick.
Yeah.
Quick. So the Society of American Automotive Engineers is just a fancy name for very smart people.
smart car people?
Yeah, smart car people. They have actually put together a list, and they've ranged them from 0 to 5.
All right, so level 0.
So we're building a sandwich backwards. So we did the clear coat one on the last segment. This one we're going backwards. We're going to start. We're going to build it the same way. Bread. You put your cheeseburger or your hamburger with cheese and then lettuce and tomato and then mayonnaise. We're going to build the sandwich for you guys. So level 0, that is pretty much almost anything newer than, I want to say, 2000. And they didn't put any time on this, so I'm just giving you kind of my opinion on when this is. But these are for... the responsibility for steering, acceleration, and braking is going to be the driver. So even if it has one of those little red lights that flash and let you know, like, hey, you're going to crash, this isn't going to be doing any of the braking for you. It's just going to let you know, hey, stupid,
right,
step on the brake. You know what I mean?
McFly.
And those are the ones that have the little, and you might have it, you might be driving right now, and it has in your side mirrors, when you turn the blinker on, that's going to have a little bit of a blinker.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like some minor sensors to let you know, hey, you're going to crash if you change lanes. But that's it. It's not going to do anything else. I think my truck, yeah. And essentially, if you have cruise control and lane departure warning, then you have like a level 0 and it's kind of an updated. I want to say maybe 2000. And it depends on make and model because Cadillac's always ahead of the curve.
I might be a -1 with my car. Definitely have the cruise control, but no collision warning. That would have been helpful a couple of times.
Yeah, I've seen your...
Hey, now. Off my black car.
all right. So, the level 1, I want to think that Volvo might have came out with it. Cadillac might have came out with it. I know Ford bought it from Volvo. This is going to have like one or more systems. Which is really cool. This is the one that we're starting. And you got to remember, if they would have came out with like a level 4, well, if they come out with, say, one of those cars that they're doing in Google, right, or in San Francisco, without us getting broke into it, you know, they think of iPhones, how smart they were. Remember when you had a flip phone?
Oh, yeah.
They might have already had the technology for it, but if they didn't break us in nice and slow, we wouldn't know what the heck we're doing.
Yep.
So I think that's what's going on with this whole autonomous stuff. But level 1 is going to have more than one system that can kind of intervene with you. So you've seen the commercial where they're driving, you got your family, you're looking at your kid in the back seat, and the ball comes out in the middle of the road and the car slams on its brakes.
Right.
So that's going to be like your level 1. It's not going to do too much, but it's going to have sensors, some sort of sensor system in it. And then, of course, you have your regular adaptive cruise control. So the Ford Fusion, I think, was that one that I remember that came out with the, and again, Cadillac might have, level 3, level 2.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Teslas. That's kind of where you're going to be at with your Tesla system, because this will take over your control for short periods of time. It'll control the steering a little bit. It'll do the speed, adaptive cruise control. But it's going to ask, it's going to want the driver to jump back in a little bit. Again, because you're not everybody's on page with you and we don't want you falling asleep. But the driver's going to be able to take control of that car at any time. And so, like we said, the Tesla Model S is a perfect example of that. It's not the only one with the technology, but it's just one that we can all grasp and wrap our head around.
Right.
The one that they're doing for the Google has been trying out is the level 3. And that has full anonymous autonomous functions. But you can still shift back into the driver. So, and then what we're talking about is, and that's the one that's being tested on public roads. Now, the fully autonomous ones is kind of the one that I was getting at where we can play Monopoly on the way to Yellowstone.
Right.
Or for instance, I'm driving. Oh, I wish I had these because I'm driving back home for Christmas and I'd love nothing more than to take a sleeping pill.
A little nap. Like while the car drove itself.
Like an 18-hour nap.
For sure.
But that's designed to operate under any condition. This is it, so the level 3, it would switch back to the driver. The level 4 is completely fully. So if anything goes wrong on that, and this is like the real curve of the future, this actually just pulls over. It just is like, well, we're about, you know.
Just pulls over for you?
Well, I mean, because you're not going to be able, it's just fully, it's going to be fully computerized.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, how expensive would it be to fix some of this stuff if it went wrong? I don't want to know.
Well, and see, we're rapping on all these kids because, you know, we feel like they got their head in, not in the books, but in their video games.
But they do.
Right. But those are going to be the engineers of the future.
That's true.
You know, just like if you think of the military, of all the drones and on UAVs, unmanned vehicle, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't play Black Ops, but if I did, I would see Susan on there, UAV deployed. So, whatever, the unmanned vehicle, anonymously, whatever. Who would have thunk, you know, it's not going to be the baby boomers that are operating that.
Oh, well, no. We would like them to have it, though.
What?
A level 4.
Oh, well... No, we want them to have
or a level 5.
A level 5.
All right.
Because that tops it off. This is like they're designed from the ground up to operate completely autonomously, where there is absolutely no steering wheel, no brake pedal, no nothing like that. This was kind of the idea that they were having with the school buses.
Right.
I would have a problem, I think, with putting my kid on a
bus with no driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit.
They're beating the crap out of each other with a driver.
Right, exactly.
Could you imagine if there was no driver in there? That'd just be like a Royal Rumble on the way to school.
Totally would be.
May the last man standing survive. But yeah, I was reading that article, and they're not for it. I mean, because it's not going to be long before these, you know, here we are talking about autonomous cars, right?
Yeah.
When really shortly after that's going to be a flying vehicle.
And Jetsons.
Who's going to drive those, though?
Well,
you know what I mean? Are they going to leave that to us, to the drivers, or are they going to design it so
to have full control
that nobody has control? That way, it's kind of you know what I mean?
It's a little bit of a scary thought
because how do you separate lanes in the sky?
Right.
You know who's going to enforce that?
Right.
Maybe drones.
And I'm pretty sure I don't want to go head to head with a plane. So.
Well, with those, what I envision on that is they would have a ceiling. That they couldn't go above like 200 feet.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? And you have to have a specific license. Maybe you put a chip card into your vehicle, and then it has separated on what your ceiling is and how high you can fly. So like teenagers wouldn't be able to leave the ground.
Right. Right.
Sorry, son. I just bought you this
really cool car.
$200,000 air car.
Fully autonomous.
Until you're 29, you can't leave the ground. You know, and maybe after 55, you can't leave the ground either.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because, you know, senile and all that. anyways, we'll get into that when we come back. Ashley, take us into break.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM with In-N-Out Auto Salon, American Battery 365 Grand Club, Havana Grill, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. And we'll talk to y'all later.
The low rider drives a little slower.
And it's The Finish Line with In-N-Out Auto Salon, Johnny Martin's Car Central,
in partnership with
American Battery, 365 Grand Club and its properties, and Havana Grill.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
That's totally what was in my head as I said that. Glad you're feeling me.
Plantain. All right, I'm going to give you a list of things. You're going to tell me what this is. All right, Ash?
I am?
Yes.
Why do you always throw me on the spot like this, Randy?
Because it's
I am
fun.
Not feeling the love. Yeah.
It's really fun.
Like to keep me on my toes, huh?
That's it.
All right, shoot. All right.
Sturdy ice scraper and a snow brush.
Okay.
A shovel. Gloves.
Shovel, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gloves and other winter clothing.
Okay.
Blanket, hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency flare, reflectors. Rock salt, sand, or kitty litter. First aid kit. Oh, this is, you can call out anytime if you get the answer. Just saying.
Well, what was the question?
What are all these things I'm describing?
Oh, I think that's emergency stuff you should keep in your car for winter driving just
see?
In case.
See, you're not
yeah.
all off track.
Can we add some water to that?
Yeah, some extra windshield washer fluid.
Totally.
Flashlight. Jumper cables.
Yep, absolutely.
A rope or a chain.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Because, you know, well, small toolkit, which, by the way, Sears had a bitchin' deal on tools. And so I picked me up this nice little roll-up thing.
Was that a Black Friday?
Oh, yeah. It's like totally. $11.
So you went to Walmart, Target, and Sears.
Oh, I didn't stop there. GameStop. okay, small toolkit, sunglasses, a cell phone charger.
Okay.
Water and non-perishable snacks.
There you go.
Yeah, that was number 15 of 15. So you got the food and water down.
Got
that's
something
good.
Right.
Because we already know if you're hungry in your car, we can go get the
goldfish crackers because that's where crackers. They go to die.
In fact, that's going to be a if we ever make it really, really, really big. You know what I mean? Because we're still here like 13 weeks later. So
right.
But we'll do some sort of trivia if we have enough listeners and followers. Like, what can we find on Ashley's? Well,
in Ashley's
let me rephrase
car.
The let me rephrase the question.
Okay.
Inside Ashley's car on the floor, what can we find? And that would be
goldfish crackers.
Goldfish crackers. Well, how long is that going to last, though? How's your youngest?
8. So we're kind of phasing out of that.
So what is the next phase?
But there's still just massive amounts of crap. I don't even know where this stuff comes from.
Were they
it's
ever
amazing.
The kind that stuck stickers on there of like My Little Pony and stuff? On the wind, on the glass.
Somebody would be hurt.
Someone would die.
Yeah. No, they were never allowed.
Huh.
Never allowed. but so I have seen many cars with stickers all over the windows. I just want to take them off.
I don't know who I want to smack more, the kid or the parent.
Right. Right. Right.
Because, like, you know your child's doing that.
Right. And you're allowing it.
Oh.
And then wow. They're not easy to take off.
No, because that's the actual window film on the inside that can scratch.
Totally.
And if you got cheap window film, then the wrong chemical can turn it purple.
Really?
Yeah.
Purple?
You've seen window film where it's like kind of got a purple tint.
Oh, actually, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
Those are the $99 specials. That's like people who's like hooking it up.
Right.
You know, they're buying their film from God only knows where.
Right.
But I mean, if you hot water will turn it purple.
Huh.
You know, we at In-N-Out Auto Salon, we use Expel, so we offer a 10-year warranty on our window film, but and it doesn't turn purple.
Perfect.
Ta-da. There's
so
that.
So now you know if you went to In-N-Out or not.
Well, yeah, and if
I'll know driving down the road if I see purple.
Yeah, then you probably had you got a special done.
You didn't go to In-N-Out.
It always baffles me how people fail to realize that you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know, when they come in, they want it fast, they want it good, and they want it cheap.
Yep.
It's like, bud, you only get to pick two of those. You don't get to get all three. You don't get it good and cheap and fast. Okay, you want it good and cheap. It's gonna take a while.
Right.
I'll put it in the corner, and when I'm bored, I'll get to it.
Or do you want it cheap and fast?
Yeah. If you want it cheap and fast, well, it's not gonna be good because
right.
I'm giving you a discount. We're getting it out. I mean, any way you do. Do you remember there was the you had a wolf, you had a fox, and you had a was it a wolf
like
a fox?
A chicken?
Yes.
And a canoe.
Yes.
One canoe and you had to cross the river
yes.
and how do you yeah
how do you get them all over
whatever,
you can't
the
leave the
fox will eat the chicken the wolf will eat the fox yep
you so you were in that class too
I was apparently
so, yeah that's the same thing you gotta pay for what you know pay to play so where were we
things you should keep in your car for winter just in case
oh so
even this weekend in Wyoming they had so many cars fly off the road and missing
oh yeah they closed down
because
I-70 for
I know.
A good chunk of it
yep
Water freezes, though, too. You can get a block of water in your water bottles.
Yeah.
So maybe some heat warmers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like kind that you put in your gloves when you go skiing.
I was just going to say skiing.
Speaking of skiing.
Or fly fishing.
Oh, do you guys use? Oh, you do a lot of fishing, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
I've never fly fished.
We're going to have to fix that.
Listen, I grew up on the water. Okay. This is going to be very, very.
San Diego, different kind of water.
Yeah. So do they have gloves yet so that you can grab the fish without having to touch them?
You're not. It's kind of frowned upon.
I don't care what you think about me unless you want to take the fish off.
I would take my gloves off and I would take the fish off for you.
There you go. Yeah. Now we're talking.
So once we develop those gloves, then maybe I'll take you fly fishing.
Do I hear somebody knocking on the door of Shark Tank?
Right. Here we go.
So perishable snacks. The best thing I found is granola bars.
Yep.
Very small, compact. And beef jerky.
I was just going to say jerky.
However, my dog would find it, and then it would be, you know, the wrapper would be next to all them cheese crackers. Flashlight. Make sure you change your batteries, because I have seen, another Black Friday deal. I bought a flashlight for the car for like $2.
You know what's funny is I just discovered the back of my car actually has a built-in flashlight.
It does. You have a Dodge.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't lose it, because those things are like $80.
Yeah. Just and it's not very big, but it's bright. Works.
And that's what works. Yeah.
Yep.
So when we, you know, last segment we were talking about the autonomous vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
General Motors saying that it's going to lay off about 14,000, almost 15,000 factory and white collar workers, so that they can put more time and energy into autonomous and electric vehicles. Basically, they're going to get rid of about 8,100 white-collar workers. Some are, you know, when you're white-collar, I've never been in the position to do this. The guys, the smart guys that went to college, well, I don't want to call them smart, because I put the same amount of energy and time into running my business as the next guy going to cool school. But they're going to take out buyouts, and, you know, they have stock options and stuff like that. So I don't know if the white-collar workers are going to be effective as bad as the blue-collar, but I know they have stock options too.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the race is on. The race is on because, like I said, I would love to just get into a vehicle and just drive and not have to drive.
Or not drive. Yeah, I was going to say correction, right? Get into a vehicle and not drive.
And a little bit of the research that I did, a lot of it, you know, the fully autonomous vehicles, from what I was reading, the reason they're having a problem with it is because, think about, for the last 5 decades, we've been doing safety facing forward. Right, so a vehicle gets into a collision, you got airbags that come up from the front, you got a seatbelt harness that goes up. What happens now if I'm facing sideways and we're playing, say, Uno in the two front seats?
Right.
Now we're getting into a collision going, say, 65, God forbid, you know, but say it happens. Well, all of everything that I've got is facing a completely different direction.
Backwards, yeah.
Whereas the trajectory that the vehicle gets into an accident.
Yeah.
So what's really cool.
Very interesting.
It is. So the cool thing that I saw was back in Southern California, I used to do a lot of work for Camp Pendleton, detailing their big Humvees and stuff like that. Well, a company came through that did concept vehicles for their their attack. Well, there, for instance, there's this one unit that was a had a turret on top of a 50 cal turret, mm-hmm. and it was a mobile generator unit. So if a hospital went down, this truck would go back up, and then a guy would sit there on a turret and protect, or at least lay down whatever his unit. Anyways, this thing was retrofitted to take blasts up from the bottom, and these seats actually, they were suspended in the air.
Okay.
Because if there was an explosion that came underneath, and I don't know if an explosion came underneath the bottom, you're not going to get as much of a boom, you know, because it's suspended from the air. So when I was reading, was they were designing chairs similar to that, to where they weren't like mounted to the ground, because I think if it is in a suspended state, think of maybe
there's more mobility to kind of like, you know,
like if you're on a swing,
like if you're getting hit from behind, you're going forward, so you're going with the motion.
Yeah, and yeah. It can absorb some of that.
Right.
So I'm sure engineers all over the place, but
that's very brilliant, actually. I like that a lot.
Interesting, you know.
Yeah.
it always blows my mind when I do it, when I get to like read a little bit about, you know, futuristic stuff, because all I remember is you throw down your suitcase, your briefcase, and then you get into it like the Jetsons, and it takes you, and then it stores your car on a, you know, like in a vending machine.
Yeah, right.
So it'll be interesting. I just hope that I'm around long enough
to see it come to fruition.
Because Bob was telling us back when he was in first grade that everyone was promised a helicopter only a few years after he was in third grade. It never happened. So Here we're all waiting. Let's go, guys.
Let's do it. Yes, thank you for listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by American Battery, 365 Grand Club, and Properties Havana Grill, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your host Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.